and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of dispensations, we've just started looking into the first one, and that is the dispensation of innocence. And I've entitled this study that we're going through, Dispensations, from the beginning to the beginning. In the beginning, God. And I remind you that we look at the book of Revelation, the end of it, as the end, but that's only the beginning. So we look to the new heaven and new earth, and all things are made new as we study the book of Revelation, the last part. And so it's from the beginning, Genesis, and it's to the beginning in Revelation. So you and I, we have all things to look forward to. We have heaven to look forward to, those of us who have trusted Jesus as our Savior. And we look forward to a new heaven and a new earth, although we're going to have new bodies. But I still look forward to that, to see a new heaven and new earth. All things are going to be made new. No more sin. It's all going to be over with. Well, right now we continue our study in the subject on the subject of dispensations. And I said that God has always had a plan. He's never been caught off guard. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly what to do. Why? Because he's God. And in verse 26 of Genesis 1, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, let us." And the words "us" and "our" in Genesis 1:26 is referring to the Trinity. I made mention of this before, that the word Trinity is an abbreviation for the word triunity. Tri means three, and unity refers to oneness. So Trinity, therefore, means three in one. Now, we can look at this, and we can see in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Did you catch that? The Holy Spirit's present there and descending like a dove. And God the Father in heaven, he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And of course, Jesus is there. He came up straightway out of the water. He had been baptized of John. And let me remind you, he didn't get baptized to get saved. The Son of God didn't need to be saved as such. He was the Son of God, and he was sinless. He did not have to get baptized. He was doing this as a representation and a sign to the people of Israel that he was ready to preach. He was ready to go forth and tell them about the things of God. This is what he was doing, to be approved. In other words, his testimony in front of the Jewish people. Well, Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." And then we keep reading. You see, some say, well, the word Trinity is not found in the Bible. Well, if you rightly divide the word of truth, and if you're a Bible studier, if you get into the Word of God, you're going to find out that it's all through the Word of God about the Trinity. It may not come out and say the Trinity, but the Trinity's there. 2 Corinthians 13:14 says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit," you see the three in one there, "be with you all." Amen. The second epistle to the Corinthians was written from Philippi, a city of Macedonia, by Titus and Lucas. And that was 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 14. But notice this verse, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. "For there are three." That's Trinity. "For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father," that's God the Father, "the Word, and the Holy Ghost." And these three are what? They're one. You say, well, it says the Word there. John chapter 1, it says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In verse 14, well, what does the preceding verses say? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then that verse I just mentioned, John chapter 1 and verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And this is Jesus Christ. The apostles was bearing witness of Him, saying that we saw Him, and He was made flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus Christ. So I have no problem of seeing the three in one. There's three in Him, Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And that's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God in one. Well, that's the word God, the person of God. Now, what about man? Well, I read the Word of God, and I find, once again, in verses 1, chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, I read about man. Man was created in the image of God, according to these verses. And God said, let us make man in our image, verse 26, chapter 1, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27 says, so God created man. And this word man means mankind. God created, if you go back and you look at the Hebrew definition or the Hebrew terminology here, the Hebrew translation, you'll see that that word man there means mankind. So God created mankind, or man, in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. No deviation, male and female. Man and woman. We're going to read more about that and talk more about that a little bit later. But notice this. The image of God. Now it says that man was created in the image of God. Well, the image of God does not mean a physical likeness, as some people believe. Before man had a body, he was created. God is a spirit, according to John 4:24, where it says, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Well, so God as a spirit, He is spirit. God, He said, let us make man in our image. What is God? He's spirit. So man was created a spirit. Man bears the likeness of God, who is spirit. So, once again, we're going to read in just a moment about how that God made man a body. Man was created as a spirit in the likeness of God, but did not become God. Some people think they will be God when they think that they're going to do it on their own. They're going to go to heaven on their own. And some people even act like God today. They think they're gods. But God says there's only one God, and that's Him. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And there's no way to heaven other than through God and Jesus Christ, who gave His life for us. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female, created He them. Well, God is spirit, and so is man. Man was created a spirit. And God produced a spirit that was formed after the perfections of His own nature. Now remember, man was created in the image of God, but he did not become God. So God produced a spirit that was formed after the perfection of His own nature. God is the source of this spirit, man. And the spirit must resemble the source which produced it. In other words, God is holy, just, wise, good, and perfect. And there could be in this spirit nothing impure, unjust, ignorant, evil, low, base, mean, or vile. Man's spirit was created after the image of God. Well, Paul says in the New Testament in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true fellowship, or true holiness. Well, what's Paul speaking of? He's speaking to a saved person. He's saying you need to let God control you. You need to let people see the new man in you. Put ye on the new man. Let people see that you're a new creature in Christ, that you've been saved, you've been born again. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10 it says, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." I believe that we're preparing to be with Jesus one day. You and I who name his name. So therefore we need to continually strive and study the Word of God. The more we study, the more we see God. The more we study, the more we take on more of the image of God, more of the likeness of God. Now, we are already made in His likeness as spirit, but we need to study the Word of God, and the more we study, the more we're going to be ready for heaven. Now, I'm ready for heaven right now. Now, you can be ready for heaven without studying the Word of God simply by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But wouldn't it be so great to know more and more about the one who has saved us? More and more about God the Father who sent the Son into this world to seek and to save those who are lost. Wouldn't it be great to know more about God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit? Jesus said the Holy Spirit would come and He would be a comforter. And I don't know about you, but He's comforted my heart so many times. And we often overlook the fact that the Holy Spirit lives within us. And we just need to thank God daily that He's been so good to us. And He's comforted our souls, our lives, by sending the Holy Spirit, by letting Him be a comfort to us. Well, since man was only an image of God, he did not have the attributes of God. Now, he had some of the characteristics, but he did not have the attributes of God. He was not omniscient. He was not created omniscient. In other words, he wasn't created to know everything. He was not omnipotent. In other words, he was not all-powerful as God is. He couldn't do everything. So man did not have the attributes of God. However, God produced a spirit that was formed after the perfections of His own nature. God is the source of the spirit, of this spirit of man, and the spirit must resemble the source which produced it. God is holy, just, wise, good, and perfect. There could be in this spirit nothing impure, unjust, ignorant, evil, low, base, mean, or vile. Man's spirit was created after the image of God. And once again, Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 24, "And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness, true holiness." Now, we're saved. We're on our way to heaven, those of us who have trusted Christ. And we just need to let God work through us. We need to let people see the image of God in us, the Spirit of God in us. And we need to serve God daily with our lives. Well, the word man. The word man in Genesis 1:26 and verse 27, and I've mentioned this, is translated from Hebrew is mankind. Hebrew, A-W-D-A-W-M, Adon. And so God created man. Verse 27 says of Genesis 1, God created man, or mankind, in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. And we're going to see later on how that man disobeyed God, and this got us in trouble. Do you know Him today as your Savior? Why not trust Him? And if you do know Him, why not serve Him? Let Him lead you and guide your life. Live for Him. Let people see God in you. Let people see the love of God coming through you. And that lets them know that God can save anybody. God can save the vilest of sinners. He saved me. And He can save the vilest of person anywhere. And the best person, the person who thinks he's the best, God can save that person as well. Trust Him today as your Savior. And if you are saved, tell others about Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.